Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Hello out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne with God Chasers Ministries. And I'm here to tell you that Prophet is going to come forth with the word. But before he does, I'm just wanting to give thanks and honor and glory and praise to the Most High God, because this is a day that he has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm exceedingly glad and thankful because he's given us another day that we've never seen before, another day to seek him while he yet may be found. He is awesome and he is a wonderful God, a mighty God, the everlasting Father, a way maker, the Prince of Peace, a present help in the time of trouble. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. There's only a couple of things that the Lord want me to tell you today before Prophet come forth, and that is that the wages of sin is death and that the gift of God is eternal life. I'm telling you again, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And don't be fooled by the enemy as you continue to walk in your way, that you continue to practice sin. For the Bible says, shall we sin that grace may be abound? God forbid. Amen. We have another day to seek the face of God and to surrender and to get it right and to continue to humble ourselves at the foot of the Lord. Amen. He said that the wicked shall humble themselves and seek him and turn from their wicked way. Then shall you hear from heaven and heal the land. So we must turn. There's an ifs and a buts, and we must turn from our wicked way. We cannot continue in sin and think that we're still going to have a heavenly home. Amen. And we must understand that the wages of sin is indeed death. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death thereof. And there's some teachers, amen, that are coming forth right now, and they're preaching that after the last breath, there is still another chance. But the Bible says that after your last breath, amen, if you have not received the gift of God, if you have not received the gift of salvation, then you will not be having a home on high. Your home shall be hell, and then the hell shall be turned into the lake of fire. But after your last breath, there is not another chance to get it right. Jesus died once for all. He shall not die again. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You must make a change. You must make a change before your last breath. Before your last breath, it's time to cry out, Abba, Father. It's time to cry out, what must I do to be saved? It's time to seek God with our most holy heart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, purify me, renew a righteous spirit within me, cover me with your blood, cleanse me, oh God. And now I'm going to have a prophet. I'm not going to take all his time because I can run on with this word, amen. But he's going to come forth with the word of the Lord.
Amen. We thank Pastor Terry Hawthorne for the word of God coming forth in regards to the wages of sin is death. And we need to, this is an important time, and I don't want to take up much time in preliminary thoughts and process, but what she came up with, or what she spoke in regards to the word, is lined up with the Lord had for me to speak today, and it's decision time. And she spoke briefly in regards to some people coming up with, you know, there is still life and decision making after the death of the body. And we both know this, that this is not true, because once you die, that's when comes the judgment, whether you're going to heaven or you're going to hell, but that you cannot get it right after the grave. And it's decision time, and we need to make decisions on whose side are we going to be on. And if I had a topic today, it'd be, whose side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the enemy's side, and are you going to be on Jesus' side? Through his, Jesus is the mediator. God is the Father and the Son, Jesus. And you need to make a decision today, whose side is you going to be on? And I know a lot of people out there on Radio Land right now said, I already made the decision. I'm on Jesus' Jesus' side. And you're not on Jesus' side because you're not abiding by what Jesus said in the Word. So if you're not abiding by what Jesus said in the Word, then you're not on Jesus' side. You're on the enemy side. And if you're on the enemy side, that means that you're operating in, well, I'm just going to turn to the text of Ephesians, the second chapter. I'm just going to read down there. I want you to marinate and meditate on this word because I'm tired of hearing about hypocrites. And hypocrites are what you are because you do one thing and you do another thing and you're just a hypocrite. You switch back and forth. I'm a Christian today and one hour I'm a Christian. The next second I'm not a Christian because of the ways that what I'm doing and the way I'm operating. You're not operating as a Christian. If you're going to be a disciple of Christ, you must be a complete disciple of Christ. That way, anyone that's looking at you and is not getting it twisted. They know that you're the servant of the Most High God. You are appointed by the servant of the Most High God by your actions, by letting your light shine, by what you do. It's not you going to church and then after you go into church, you're going to get some alcohol, you're about to smoke, you're about to drink. You're doing things that are contrary to the Word of God. And we all have levels of righteousness that we're in, but these people I'm talking about is people that know the way of truth. You've been seizing in the Word. You know the Word of God, but you're still abiding by the enemy. You're still letting the enemy control your mind and control your thoughts and control your actions. And this is causing you to not be on the side of Christ. Ephesians, the second chapter, starting with the first verse. If you are made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. I'm going to stop at that verse because this is supposed to be an afterthought. This is supposed to be what you were before, not what you are right now. Right now, you're supposed to be on the side of Christ. You're not supposed to be walking by the prince of the power of the air, which is the demonic forces and the devil and in whatever form and fashion and shape that he come. This is supposed to be the way that you were before. You are supposed to be buried in Christ and dead in the flesh and raised up in the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God in you, if you have the Holy Spirit, is supposed to make you different. You're supposed to be on the side of Christ. You're supposed to be operating in the Spirit and the gifts and the talents that the God has given you through the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God should rise up in you and tell you, I should not be doing this. This is contrary to Christ. This is contrary to what my God, through the Son Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is supposed to compel me to do different. I'm supposed to be different. I'm supposed to be separated from doing this. I'm supposed to be able to hold my flesh in subjection. This is not what's occurring in the church world. Your body is not in subjection. You're on the side of the enemy and you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to basically abide in you and hold you in subjection to that abosita, hold you into subjection. And this is a problem that's going on in the world because you are not on the side of Christ. And you need to make a decision today that you're going to live for Jesus and you're going to allow the Holy Spirit in you to dwell in you and operate in you the way that he needs to operate in you. And the only way you can do that is pray in the Spirit. Read the Word of God. Entertain God through the Son Jesus, through the Word of God. You need to operate. Let your eyes see in the Word what the Lord is trying to tell you and stop operating in the flesh. Let's go to the fourth verse. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. You've been saved by grace. And if you have been saved by grace and Jesus really lives in you and he really abides in you, why are you choosing the side that you're on right now? Why are you saying that you're a Christian, that you're a disciple of Christ, but you're operating the same way the world is operating? There is no difference. There is no separation. Okay, you go to church. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. And you praise the Lord and you dance in whatever spirit you're dancing in. But there is no separation. There is no let no light shine. There is nothing that's separating you differently than the world. You are the same. What is the world seeing in you that's different? You're not operating in the gifts and the talents. You're not doing no miracles, signs, and wonders. You have no power at all. The devils and the demons don't tremble when they see you. They laugh at you when you come. You have no power at all. The Holy Spirit is like, ping, a little shoot, little gun. You have no power. You have no authority. You're not walking in the Spirit. So how can you say that you are even a Christian? The demons don't flee when they see you because you're part of the power. You're part of the power, prince of the power of the air. You're part of the problem. You're not the solution. You need to realize this and stop taking for granted God's grace and God's mercy. You need to stop doing this because there's coming a time right now, today. The day is the day that you need to make decision. This is decision time. Because if you keep on playing, you keep on playing, keep on playing, guess what? Your mind is going to be turned over completely. And there will be the point of no return. When you cannot come back to Christ the way that you need to come back to Christ because you're too far out there. The Holy Spirit is what compels you to come to Christ. That is what compels you to do the will and purpose of Christ. But if you don't allow it to do that, then you're losing the battle. You cannot quench the Spirit of God. You cannot do this. You cannot operate in the flesh and operate in the spirit at the same time. It cannot do that. It's like water and electricity. It does not mix. You need to make the decision of whose side are you on. It is time to meditate on what your life has been up to this point. What you've been doing. What you haven't been doing. What the Bible says in regards to first apostles, then prophets, then go forth with teachers, pastors. What you are and what you're doing in regards to your gifts and callings. What are you supposed to be doing? Okay, I'm supposed to be this. Okay, if I'm supposed to be this, how can I be the most complete person that I can be spiritually in what I'm doing? These simple things of, okay, these simple things that a babe in Christ should know. You're supposed to be on meat that you're doing. You're being a hypocrite. There's people of other religions that have more structure than you have. Give an example, the Muslims. They have more structure than some of you Christians. They pray 3 times a day. They don't eat pork. They operate and they follow with their religious beliefs. Whether they be good or bad, they still follow it. And they laugh at you as Christians because you have no structure. You say one thing and you do another thing. And you have already chosen what side that you are on by your actions. How can you tell them that you are a Jesus believer and you operate in as a Christian if they see that your actions don't line up with what you're saying? You need to choose today whose side that you're on and be completely committed to Jesus' will and purpose. This is not an easy task. No one said it's an easy task. No one said it's going to come overnight. But you gotta make the necessary changes in your life. You know what time it is really. And if you know what time it is really, the Holy Spirit will tell you what time it is. And you will say, no more time for playing. Play time is over. It is over. I understand. I need to do what I need to do. Jesus, today, from this day forth, I will allow you to operate completely in my life. No more will I allow the enemy to just to tear down what Jesus is trying to build in me. You need to make that decision and go forth and do the will and purpose of Christ. Whose side are you on? Whose side on your own are you on? Your actions will tell whose side you're on. Thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's Pastor D. And God bless. And just do the will and purpose of Christ. Amen.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. You can also visit us online at www.godchasersministries.org. Again, that's www.godchasersministries.org. Or contact us at 334-496-2086. We thank you so much, and until next time, may God bless.